John chapter 13. Jesus said to him, "Anyone who has bathed needs only to wash his feet and is completely clean." Behind this figurative language is the idea of an Oriental nobleman returning from the public baths to his house. His feet might have picked up dust along the way and needed to be washed, but not his body. Thus, the believer has been purified as to the law of all sin, once and for all. But he always needs to confess the sins of each day to the Father in order to remain in uninterrupted fellowship with him and his Son, Jesus Christ. Both things are important, the body bathed and the feet cleansed. Against the backdrop of hot and dusty weather, where sandals were worn, foot washing was necessary before entering the house. We too live in a polluting culture where our feet easily get soiled from the very environment around us, sometimes unintentionally, and sometimes by giving in to our natural tendency to evil. We need the refreshing daily forgiveness we get by simply confessing our shortcomings to the Lord. Even more important than my feet being washed is having my whole body bathed. This speaks to us of the first and great encounter with Christ, when we, in repentance, confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and by that act of faith in his work on the cross. His blood cleanses us from all sin. Lord, today is a new day. Watch my steps and don't let my feet get dirty. But if I slip, kindly wash my feet.